Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, police declare a church stabbing a terrorist act. The Prime Minister praises a French citizen who used a bollard to protect people from Bondi Junction attacker. And in AFL, Collingwood defender Nathan Murphy retires after repeated head knocks. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. A joint counter-terror task force has been established in response to the knife attack at a Western Sydney church. A 16-year-old boy is in custody after the attack overnight at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley, where Bishop Mari Emanuel was stabbed during a live-streamed sermon. New South Wales Police, the Australian Federal Police and ASIO make up Strike Force Patrina, which are investigating the incident. ASIO Director General Mike Burgess says the investigation will seek to ensure there is no further threat to the community.
It does appear to be religiously motivated, but we continue our lines of investigation. At the same time, our job is also to look at individuals connected with the attacker to assure ourselves that there is no one else in the community with similar intent. At this stage, we have no indications of that, but it is prudent that we do this to determine there is no threats or immediate threats to security. At this time, we're not seeing that.
The terrorism threat level in Australia will remain at possible, with Mr. Burgess saying a single incident will not change the threat level, but it will remain under review. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has praised a French citizen who used a bollard to try to protect people from Bondi Junction attacker Joel Cauchy. Frenchman Damien Garreau was captured in video confronting Cauchy on an escalator with a bollard. Mr. Albanese says Mr. Garreau is someone Australia would welcome as an Australian citizen.
I say this to Damien Garreau, who is dealing with his visa applications, that you are welcome here, you are welcome to stay for as long as you like. This is someone who we would welcome becoming an Australian citizen, although that would, of course, be a loss for France. We thank him for his extraordinary bravery.
The chief executive of Woolworths has repeatedly refused to confirm whether Woolworths recorded a 26% return on equity last financial year when it recorded a profit of $1.7 billion. Under repeated questioning from Greens Senator Nick McKim, Brad Banducci kept insisting that this is not the corporate finance measure Woolworths uses.
Senator, with respect, we look at return on funds employed.
I don't care what you look at, Mr. Banducci. You're not answering the question. Please address yourself to the question. Would you dispute that your return on equity in the last financial year, when you made $1.7 billion in profit, was about 26%? Would you dispute that?
Senator, with respect, we look at return on funds employed, which is the key measure.
Nick McKim warned Mr. Banducci a failure to answer the question directly may lead him to being held in contempt by the Senate. Such a charge comes with a fine of up to $5,000 and a possible prison sentence of 6 months. The failure to disclose the answer led to the inquiry being forced to suspend its hearings. Mr. Banducci did confirm his salary package at Woolworths was $8.4 million. Bruce Lerman faces a hefty legal debt after losing his defamation case against Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson. Lawyers have been instructed to apply for legal costs by Monday, and Network 10 will attempt to recoup some of its legal fees. In delivering his judgment, Justice Michael Lee found it probable Bruce Lerman raped Brittany Higgins in Parliament House in 2019. If you or someone you know wants to talk about sexual assault or harassment, family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit www.1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. The youth curfew in Alice Springs has ended. The all-night curfew was imposed at the end of March when the Northern Territory government declared an emergency following escalating violence. Up to an additional 35 police officers will remain in the town, including 10 from South Australia, and government social workers will continue to support families. And in AFL, Collingwood defender Nathan Murphy has retired on the advice of doctors because of concussion concerns. The 24-year-old had suffered at least 10 head knocks during his career and has been unable to play this season. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. More to come at 4pm. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.